Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, March 4th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. We are happy to report that a voluntary benefits program that includes short-term disability coverage is now available to you, and the online enrollment period will begin today, Friday, March 4th, at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Open enrollment was originally scheduled to begin Tuesday, March 1st, 2011, but due to unforeseen technical difficulties through Continental American Insurance Company, a decision was made to delay the launch of open enrollment until today. Enrollment will remain open through April 8th of 2011. The program includes short-term disability, 24-hour accident, lump sum critical illness, and hospital indemnity coverage. Eligibility requires that members will have completed 90 days of employment and must be an active employee on the date they apply for coverage. Additional details are available to you at unitedafa.org as well by using the link available from your local council website. The standoff continued this week in Wisconsin between Governor Scott Walker and the 14 Senate Democrats who are siding with organized labor and refusing to return to Wisconsin in order to block passage of a bill that would strip nearly all collective bargaining rights of most state workers. Among threats of layoffs of up to 1,500 state employees, firing staff, and withholding pay, Wisconsin's Senate Republicans voted unanimously yesterday to find their Democratic colleagues guilty of contempt and disorderly conduct and ordered police to bring them back to work by force if the missing senators did not return by late afternoon. However, the constitutionality of this latest turn of events is currently being questioned. Much like what has been transpiring in Wisconsin, the Ohio Senate passed Senate Bill 5 by a one-vote margin Wednesday afternoon, targeting workers' collective bargaining rights. The bill, which is expected to pass in the state's House of Representatives, where Republicans hold a 59-40 majority, would permit unions to negotiate wages and working conditions, but it would ban collective bargaining for benefits. It would also eliminate binding arbitration, prohibit public employees from going on strike, and require workers to pay at least 15% of their health care premiums. One direct result of this nonsense is that Republican governors hadn't counted on is that working families are mobilized and energized like never before since facing the threat of the loss of their right to collectively bargain. These are not isolated incidents. Middle-class working Americans are facing a coordinated attack on their rights from governors and state legislatures in Wisconsin, Ohio, New Jersey, Missouri, Indiana, Tennessee, and Florida, among other states. Much like our management, who continually uses delay tactics, undervalues us, and presents us with concessionary proposals at the negotiating table, what is transpiring across the Midwest and other parts of the country is a clear indication that we are not alone in our negotiations. We are surrounded by other work groups that are in similar situations as ours. We also know that once they have taken away the rights of one group, they will move on to the next, and it won't be long before they come for us. This is our fight as well, and we stand in solidarity with our sisters and brothers in Wisconsin, Ohio, and any other state that attempts to union bust and strip middle-class working Americans of the right to collectively bargain under the guise of addressing budgetary concerns. United AFA can be credited with helping to design the first safety reporting system that is mutually agreed upon by the airline, union, and the FAA. This industry-leading program was created to identify safety problems through voluntary reporting in order to fix issues before they become harmful accidents or incidents. Some may have a false perception that this program is a formalized snitching system and equate it to writing up a coworker to management. However, it is the safety issue, not the person, that the program seeks to identify. Remember that the program ensures that United Airlines will not take any punitive action upon the employee based on the good faith reporting of a safety incident. Of importance to note, the involvement of drugs, alcohol, falsification, criminal activity, or an intentional disregard for safety will invalidate the report within the auspices of the program. For those of you not familiar with OSAP, an employee observing or involved in a safety-related event completes a report within 24 hours of the completion of a domestic ID or 48 hours following the completion of an international ID. The report is submitted to the OSAP manager. The manager then removes the employee name from the report and forwards it to an event review committee, an ERC, consisting of one representative from each party, the FAA, United, and AFA. This committee reviews the de-identified report and decides together what action, if any, should be taken. The OSAP manager then follows through to ensure the recommended corrective actions, if any, are taken. We encourage every member and safety professional to become familiar with OSAP and use it diligently to improve the safety of our work environment. We have seen many positive changes in the safety arena since the inception of this program. Changes such as the procedures for picking up infant life vests, the addition of an extra crew member on some West Coast Hawaii turns, and the new simplified procedures for exit row briefings all came about due to OSAP reports. Please visit our website where you will find more information and a direct link to the OSAP reporting system. April 7th through 10th, your elected local council leaders will attend the Spring United Master Executive Council, the MEC meeting, in tandem with the annual AFA Board of Directors meeting on April 11th through 13th, all in Las Vegas. At the upcoming MEC meeting, reports will be given by the United AFA MEC officers. Also on the agenda are reports from the EAP Professional Standards, Reserve, Grievance, and Benefits Committees. The negotiating committee will also make their quarterly status report to the MEC. In preparation for the upcoming Spring Master Executive Council meeting and annual AFA Board of Directors meeting in early April, your local council will be conducting a local council meeting to solicit your feedback. Dates, times, and meeting location will be posted on the unitedafa.org in the Your AFA section as they become available. Once available, the meeting notice may also be found on your local council webpage or on the local meeting page where all of the meetings are noted. We encourage you to attend your council's meeting and share your thoughts with your president before she or he meets with the other local presidents throughout the system. It's also a great opportunity to discuss our issues with your fellow flying partners. If you cannot attend the meeting, take a moment to provide feedback to your local council president before the MEC meeting begins April 7th. In addition, elections will take place at the upcoming spring MEC meeting for the United MEC officer and MEC committee positions. The local executive council presidents, the LECP, make up the voting body of the MEC. Positions are elected by a simple majority, with each LECP casting one vote for each open position. Candidates interested must be active members in good standing and should submit a resume or signed willingness to serve statement, preferably 15 days prior to the election date. Candidates are also encouraged, but not required, to give an in-person interview at the MEC meeting where the elections will be held. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their personal expense. Additional information is available at unitedafa.org. We now have available an update and clarification to the information originally published in the Welcome to Lima, Peru Startup Guide for Flight Attendants regarding medical recommendations, certain restrictions for crew members, and helpful hints. Due to the security-sensitive nature of this information, this document will be found only in the non-public area of our website as well as in the domiciles. This updated document is in large part due to the ongoing advocacy of AFA, specifically the MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.